Hello.
Hello, Soraya. It's Jeff.
Hey.
So I'm super excited with today's guest. You know, this is one of my all-time favorite guitar players ever.
I believe it. And he is pretty badass. So I'm excited to get this going.
So let's get it started.
Bring it. Hi, this is Soraya.
And this is Jeff.
Our podcast is called Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme.
A podcast where the two of us play music that we like and share anecdotes and background about the tunes.
We hope you'll join our conversation. And without further ado, a grubiar.
Let's get groovy. Okay, so I'm clicking on call now.
Hello?
Hello, Matt. It's Jeff and Soraya from the Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme podcast. How are you?
Much better. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are we doing?
We're doing great.
Matt, you have made our day. And we have a ton of questions. And if you don't mind, we'd like to jump into it.
Sure. Jump away.
All right. So first of all, for all our listeners, you are in for a treat. This is someone near and dear to both Jeff and I. We admire his work so much. And the name Matt Pucci should be resonating with everyone at this point. Rain Parade, Gone Fishing, The Helenes, Boat Club, Fur, and stints with Country Joe McDonald and Crazy Horse. And today he's generously accepted our offer to come on, talk about especially this new release on Yep Rock 3x4 that comes out on Black Friday, limited release, and then full release in January of 2019, and to answer some of our many, many, many questions. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Pucci.
Woo! Thanks, Matt.
Wow, that's quite a crowd you got there.
We're small, but we're mighty.
Indeed.
All right, Soraya. So
I want to go ahead and jump in, and we wanted to talk about this 3x4 project that was announced a couple of weeks ago, and we'd like to ask you to talk to us about it, and how has it been regrouping with Rain Parade and recording again these new, you know, in quotes, but these tracks, these interpretations of fellow bands' tracks?
Sure. Well, I mean, you pretty much explained what is going on. I guess I can't remember whether it was Vicky or Steve or Tandy, but it doesn't really matter. The idea came up and we thought about doing it. It wasn't really new for playing with the same people, except for Stevens, who haven't been playing with as much, although we are now. So it's all the same people, but we thought it'd be nice to take the car out for a spin in this way before we try to do anything new, which is kind of what we're working on now. But with respect to that, it was harder than I thought it would be.
Oh, wow.
You know, try to do a bangle song. I mean, how do you do that? So we just kind of punched it and didn't bother trying to do it like them, because that wouldn't work. It was really fun, though, to get the old engine fired back up again. I haven't done that in a while. I've been playing with almost exactly the same people for a while and doing different kinds of recordings. But, yeah, to get everybody back there was really cool.
Matt, I think this was the first time that you recorded as the Rain Parade since probably the Crashing Dream recordings. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess that's right. Officially, sure.
I mean, as that studio, as that entity, Rain Parade, right?
Yeah, I guess that's right. Even though we were all, you know, Steven had Viva Saturn, and I had the Helenes, and it was kind of the same people all along, but technically that is correct. Under that name, absolutely. So, yeah, that was kind of exciting and a little bit scary, but we got our old producer, who was a big help, Jim Hill, the guy who did Explosions and our live records with us, and used to tour as a sound guy. Anyway, and we worked on the Helenes too, as a matter of fact. It was good to gear that whole thing up again, so I don't know. I don't have any specific feelings about it, other than it was, you know, it's great to be back in the studio. It's like a very fun place. With those guys doing it, You know, we felt very responsible. We couldn't, you know, we couldn't hack these songs. That's for sure. That would not go well.
We've heard the songs, and they're definitely not hacked. They're amazing. All three of the tracks that you guys have done are incredible.
Yeah, your imprint, the Rain Parade imprint, and that sound is, I mean, it's amazing with these songs.
Oh, yeah, Vicky, she came down, as did Deb, to sing a little bit, and we played that for her, and she said it sounded very Rain Parade-y, so I felt very good about that. Those guys are great, too. I mean, it was fun seeing people. I haven't seen them in a while. Those are good songs, too.
Yeah, they're great songs. Yeah, so you mentioned that they've been the same guys that you've been playing with in the other projects. So can you tell our listeners who the lineup was for these Rain Parade recordings?
Well, Steven and I and John, and then a guy named Derek C., who's from down south. By that means L.A., not the southern United States.
Thank you for the clarification.
And Mark Hanley and Stefan Funke, those guys were in Boat Club. And in the Hellenes, very incestuous. There you go. That's it. And of course, Tim Hill at the helm. That really matters. Kind of won't do anything without him, frankly. That's kind of like the new attitude. Nice. Really helps to have somebody else steering the ship so you can tend to your thing.
So I really like what you said about how, you know, we brought in this producer, someone who's worked with me before, with us before, and so it was this kind of very easy transition into this new project. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, how did you all decide on the songs that you were going to record?
Well, to be frank, there were some, you know, kind of had to, some people wanted to do the same song. We had to work that out. For us, it was just to try to figure out what could we do with it. So we had a few crazy ideas. The Dream Syndicate song, I thought that would be cool to sort of do it sort of backwards, which we did. The Bangles song, in that case, we really wanted to pick something that we really, really liked. And that's a great song. I really like that song a lot, and I think that's why we did that one, even though it was hard to figure out how to do it. Tried it a few different ways until we got to where we were. And then 3 o'clock song, that was like putting on old slippers. That one was right up our alley, so we dove right in on that one. That was in a way, it was the most fun, even though it was really fun to do both of them, the other ones too. I would pull out all the stops on that one.
Yeah, I would say on the 3 o'clock when you guys did As Real As Real, that's probably the most true to the original, where I think you definitely put more of your own spin on the other two, especially with the Dream Syndicate's When You Smile. I mean, it's a totally different arrangement, right, you guys did with that one. We actually wanted to play that.
Yeah.
You want to tell us about how that came together?
Well, I was messing around on guitar and started playing that and got this weird kind of Dear Prudence thing going, and I'm And, you know, that's how stuff happens. And sort of descending guitar thing. And then the idea that we could really, because we didn't want to do, I mean, everybody wants to be the Dream Syndicate every now and then, because that's fun. Who doesn't want to turn up and be loud? But we also wanted to, you know, put our stamp on it as well. I think that worked out. We did acoustic a little bit, but then absolutely not acoustic. So that was cool.
Yeah, that's a very cool track. In fact, we're going to play that now on the podcast. So When You Smile by Rain Parade from 3x4. Thank you.
in a sack. Doesn't take much to hold possibilities back.
Ask you a little bit. In past interviews, you've said that the term Paisley Underground is an oversimplification of what it really was. Bands playing in Los Angeles in the early 80s, and you use the term, you know, there was really this kindness and kinship with other bands. So can you talk to us a little, you know, maybe expand it? So how do you, Matt Pucci, define the Paisley Underground? And talk to us a little bit about this scene in the 80s. And I mean, now we're revisiting it thanks to 3x4. Is it worth revisiting?
Well, I think there was a lot of really good music in that time and place, and not just there, too. So I think people would be, I mean, it's a cute little name that Michael came up with. And I don't know what it means exactly. It certainly means no less than the four bands that are on this particular. popular record. It probably means more than that, I think. Although I don't know. I don't know where the boundaries are in Paisley world, where you know one side isn't. I mean, I always like the Long Riders, Green on Red, and let's see what I can think of right away. And the bands from Davis too.
Maybe True West. Thin
White, you know, just, yeah, True West, Thin White Rope. Those guys. I mean, obviously that's not a scene, and yeah, I know. But certainly went to a lot of barbecues at Green on Red's house. So those guys don't get off not being part of it.
Yeah.
That's when I first got to know Steve, as a matter of fact.
So you guys met at the Green on Red barbecue then?
No, something very weird. I the very, very first gig that we played as Rain Parade was in Hollywood at the Cafe de Grand with Jennifer Moreau, who's in the Nuns. I think that was the band, a punk band from San Francisco, and Green on Red. Still there. We didn't know them.
Oh, wow.
That was our first gig. That was like in May of 82, say. That's probably about right. And boom. So they became buddies almost immediately. So that, you know, I always include them, and they're you know, because they're sort of more like somewhere in between Dream Syndicate and, I don't know, at least they were then. They're a very trippy band at the time. Really liked them a lot. Was very impressed. As I mean, obviously everybody else too.
Yeah.
But I suppose it goes without saying that I like all those other bands a lot. And well, I do.
Well, I'm glad.
They're all great. It's kind of amazing.
I'm glad to hear that you like those bands. You're on a record with them, so that's great. We had a question about the lineup for Rain Parade. It changed a little bit from Emergency Third World Power Trip into the EP Explosions in the Glass Palace. Did that happen because there was just a matter of band direction, or?
Well, about, there's a lot of momentum from before people even knew who we were that was built up. To get our stuff together and figure out the direction. And David and Steven Norbeck and I, and Will, of course, and finally Eddie, but other people too, drummers. But anyway, that all sort of happened, and then records started coming out. So by the time that we were in the middle of recording our first record, it was clear that David kind of wanted to do other stuff, because he started to do the, you know, he and I both were doing a little bit different stuff. But anyway, he had some other musical ideas going on and eventually didn't really participate that much in things. And even there's a song, it's not really on that song, Saturday's Asylum. I guess he did play a track, but he didn't, wasn't really there. Anyway, we went on tour, you know, 8 people in a van. Bad idea. You know, no money. One band.
Wow.
And, you know, yeah. So, but having 3 songwriters in my band is crazy. I mean, Buffalo Springfield did that for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, that's really hard to last. So then then there was Opal, which was fabulous. Well, Clay, I like that Clay Allison too, actually. And Opal were fabulous. And Mazzies are doing well. So there's more good music out there. Anyway, so after Emergency Third World Power Trip was done, we toured around a bit. We were already writing other stuff, but not with David. Hadn't written with him in a while. So it was just Steven and I. And then we made the EP without him, and then went on the road and tried to play it, and that with mixed success, and then got John, who ironically was in the band with David and I when we were in college.
Oh, wow.
Before any of this stuff. Yes. So, full circle. And he's on, he starts right before Crashing Dream, and he's on the Lime record, what we just did, and all the Helene stuff, and anything I've played on since then. So John and I have been playing in the same band, guitars. So,
Yeah, you guys play off of each other very well as guitar players. Mm-hmm. I love the interaction between you two on stage and on recording as well.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. So from Explosions in the Glass Palace, we did want to play the amazing leadoff track, You Are My Friend.
Version of You Are My Friend, and now I have palpitations. I'm trying to figure out what it sounds like.
It's Matt, not that different.
You've given me this really little different. Nugget. Oh my gosh.
It's a little faster, a little raw, it's very sweet. I mean, anyway, I'll have to ask Steve about that.
Okay, Matt, so I want to ask just one more question about Rain Parade coming back together and playing. I found it really interesting as I was doing some research and reading some past interviews, the way you talk about how Rain Parade stops recording together, you say it's this kind of natural moment where you just stop playing together and people branch off into the other projects. But there have been these moments, these points of contact over the years playing together for various reasons. And we'd like to know, how has that been since some people have come, others have left? How has it been regrouping and working? I mean, you work with a lot of these people already with your other projects, but how has it been regrouping and playing again and playing these songs again?
Well, we haven't really been playing the old stuff that much. we're trying to do something new, not old and be boring.
Okay.
So in a way, it was kind of a distraction when we committed to this other thing. But it was a good exercise. I'm really glad we did it. We kind of worked out, you know, it was the first time we recorded in, what, 30 years. So that, it was really good to have this specific assignment. So we wouldn't, in a way, it was simpler than doing our own, simpler and more complicated than doing our own stuff. But a very good exercise and turned out to be fun and a good homage to our pals. So, but getting back together with all these guys, they've been my pals for a long time. So it's not like I, you know, stopped talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
The big deal is that when Steven moved back to the Bay Area, which was, oh boy, that was a while ago, more than 5 years ago. Well, it had to have been maybe 10 years ago. That was a big deal because then we were all in the same area and it was only logical that we would get together, and we did. So I don't know. It seems very natural to play with those guys. Didn't feel weird or anything. We even tried to get Eddie to play with us. I guess he's done the first two records. If there was anybody who was the official drummer, I would say it was him, Eddie Caldwell. He lives in Toronto, which makes things really difficult.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But we have played with him a few times in the last few years, and it really was delightful. Not that we don't enjoy playing with the people we're playing with now, but so I don't know. We might try to. Would that be amazing? John never actually officially played with Eddie.
Oh.
That was. He has now.
Yeah.
Together, but no one else has heard it. But we have. We've heard that. No one else has heard that. So I hope we can get him on some new recordings. That would be really fabulous. But it is what it is. We got to, you know, writing. We're not like we used to be. It's not like we are spending 4 hours a day together every day, which is weird. It's not, you know. Anyway. Not that there's a lot, you know, a huge call for aging psychedelic.
I think you'd be mistaken there. There are a number of us. We're hungry fans. We want, you've given me a nice little ray of hope here that I'm going to hear some new recordings soon.
Great. Well, that's fab. I hope you get the Hellions album, the new one.
Yes.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's fabulous. So
yes.
That's relatively new with almost all the same people.
Okay.
About the friends. Well, this. And so it'll probably be, well, it is the same people.
Nice.
But we'll see. I don't know. Got a handful of songs.
Okay.
Not quite finished. Just give it some time. we better finish it before one of us croaks, though. So you know, nobody's getting any younger.
Wait, are these new recordings as Rain Parade or more Helene's material?
Like, no, this would be Rain Parade. Actually, Steven was supposed to come over, but he's not. He's going to come over probably on Sunday. We'll continue to work on some of the new stuff we've been working on. There's I don't know. Depends on how many old ones we do.
But Soraya, are you hearing what I'm hearing?
I'm hearing new material, and I'm hearing shows. I'm hearing live shows. Am I reading too deep into it, Mr. Pucci?
I don't know. They might want to do some, like, do this, you know, Broadway review Paisley thing. But I don't know if that's going to happen. That's really, it's kind of a miracle, actually, to get all those four bands together now that I think about it.
Yeah, it's what it sounds like.
Anybody who gets anything done. They all did really well. I like all the music. It turned out cool. I think you guys would like it.
Yeah, we're very excited. From what we've heard, a few songs, and we're very excited what we've heard so far.
Extremely, extremely. I mean, this is ridiculous. And now you're dangling the carrot of... some new
3 o'clock, man.
In the works.
3 o'clock did really well. I mean, everybody did, but I'm particularly fond of what they did. And I don't know whatever that, even though I love the other two bands.
Yeah.
Maybe even more, which is weird. So go figure.
We did want to move past Rain Parade for a little bit and talk about some of the projects that you worked on after Rain Parade.
Sure.
Around the time of Rain Parade, you also did a project with Tim Lee from the Windbreakers with the Gone Fishing project. How did that come about? How was that recording with Tim?
It was a great scam. We got Restless to give us a bunch of money for me to go down there and live at Tim's house for about a month.
Wow.
And make a record. So we did. And that was really fun. It, you know, it was very casual and probably shows that it was very casual. But I did enjoy it a great deal and adore both and all of their cool shit, including Bark, which I presume you've heard Bark.
No.
You've not heard Bark? Oh, you must hear Bark. It's true. Timmy's playing like buzz, bass, and Susan plays drums.
Oh. We're definitely going to have to check that out.
For sure.
Bark. I mean, I like Tim Lee 3, too. And
yeah, they're great.
But Bark is killer. It's just that sort of, well, I guess there is a subgenre of two people bands, like the White Stripes and...
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Quite cool.
So you guys put out the LP, Can't Get Lost When You're Going Nowhere, which I love that title, by the way. Who came up with that?
That was probably me.
It's a great title.
It all started because Tim had these really cool songs, and I wanted to go down there and hang out with him. So he let me, which was nice. And then he let me play guitar on his cool stuff. And then I guess I had to write a few and did. And we wrote a couple together. It was really quite a blast, my adventure to the Deep South. This is in Jackson, Mississippi, which, it was different than where I never lived, so I did enjoy it a great deal.
Yeah, it sounds like quite a change. There's a lot of great songs on that record. We're going to play Charlie Jones, and the album credits that as written by Green on Red's Dan Stewart. A funny story is I reached out to Dan recently, and I was asking him about the song, and he had no recollection that he even wrote that song. So
I told him. I told him that. Okay, well, this is typical Dan Stewart, all right?
Okay.
Amazing writer. I remember sitting around his house once, and he had his guitar or whatever. He just said, Charlie Jones, and I'm like, the fuck is that? he played it, and then the thing about Green on Red, especially then, whatever people heard as a record, you got to understand, there's another record in between that record and the one before it, because he would just spew this stuff out. And by the time that you got to the next record, half of the stuff was gone already, and you'd never hear. I mean, it was amazing. I've never seen anybody do that, just make stuff up on the spot. But, yes, so that was all I could remember.
Oh, wow.
First verse. So I just stole it, never claimed it was mine. Took it from him and then wrote the rest of it.
It's interesting because there's parts of the song that sound very Dan-like in the song.
Oh, sure.
So we're going to go ahead and play that on the show. Charlie Jones from Gone Fishing with Tim Lee and Matt Pucci.
Charlie Jones, the engineer, putting 38 years in U.S. Steel. Watch they gave it. Charlie does in my
ask you about playing with the Crazy Horse.
Oh, it's God, Billy just turned 75. I should have called him. Oh, wow. Yeah. I love those guys. Ralph and Billy, at least. I don't know Poncho. I met him a few times. Mm-hmm. And I met Neil probably the same amount of times. And they're both good guys, but Ralph and Billy are, particularly Billy, really good pals. And that's how I know my wife, a very good friend of hers, is dating Billy's wife's brother. There we go. Wow. And he actually, Billy's brother-in-law is this person, and he was really into Rain Parade, and he kept bugging Billy about, man, you got to get this kid, Matt Piacini. I listen to this man play guitar, man. Come on, how he talks to me. I eventually did, and that was a long time ago. Done a lot of stuff with Billy. Somewhat calling it Crazy Horse is a little bit ridiculous, but
what you call it?
Oh, no. I mean, I played with the two guys in Crazy Horse. You should do whatever you want. I mean, I meant for him to call anything.
Okay.
You know, although those guys are good, they were Crazy Horse. I don't know. That's an argument between Neil's lawyers and everybody else. But I certainly love the both of them. They're really fabulous guys. Ralphie just put out a record, too, put out something. Billy is still creates. It's funny, man. He kind of came out of his shell after he turned 50. A lot of good stuff. I did only half the stuff is have people heard, but there are several Billy Talbot albums out there to be listened to, should one care to. So that's the Crazy Horse story.
Nice. So, well, that brings us like into the 90s, Matt. Other than Viva Saturn, we're not aware of a whole lot of projects that you were working with during the 90s. What were you doing during that period of time, musically?
In the very, very late 80s and early 90s, I went back to college.
Oh, wow.
Job and working and had a kid, so I took most of that time off. Started recording the very first album called The Hellenes. It's my name and The Hellenes. That was released in 2000, but started in like 94. So I was doing that. Viva Saturn, I could have done more of. I did a bunch of, but it was Steven's thing, and I was kind of doing this other thing. And then it wasn't until much later, in the 2000s, that I started playing a lot more. Did work with Bug Club, and this thing started to happen. Made another heavy intro record.
We're actually going to play a song from the CD that's known as just Matt Piacini, and that's from the Helene's record. We're going to play Secret World.
Your heart becomes a girl. phosphorescent blue.
So then I think from there, that brings us to Boat Club, who released the self-titled record in 2008.
Like an idiot. I joined another band with two other songwriters, which was a moronic thing to do after not learning my lesson the first time.
No lesson learned.
Very gorilla.
And then... So we've got Boat Club, and then bringing it a little more recent. So how did the Fur project come together?
Oh, well, okay. Forgot about that. That's and those guys are all on the Helene's record, the last one. I don't know if we're going to get there. I guess that would be the appropriate order. So I guess it was through Facebook. It must have been. That I met or was introduced to, or whatever word we use, Nelson Bragg, who was then playing with Brian Wilson.
Right.
And he was a Rain Parade fan, and I ended up meeting him. And then I knew he was friends with the guy from Beachwood Sparks, because they had played in the band together, and also the guy who was in Brian Johnstown Massacre. It's Brent Rademacher and... Rob Campanella.
Yeah.
Robert Campanella, Bartholomew, whatever it is. Anyway, Robbie, sweet guys, both of them. Anyway, I ended up meeting those guys through that, and I just thought it would be I was up in Portland at the Doug Fir, great club if you ever go up there.
Okay.
Very, very Twin Peaks. Ooh. All made out of made out of fur. Like, it's all white, gigantic, like a gigantic log cabin. Very cool club. Anyway, and they were playing, and I went up and introduced myself to Brent. And that's how we became pals, and told him I was writing a song, and he was too. So we just decided to do that, and we had a couple songs that we do. So my producer friend, Jim Hill,
nice,
from Explosion Glass Palace, and the Last Company's record, and the Rain Parade stuff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He mediated, which was good, because these were like four people who all made their own records. So it's kind of good to have somebody around like that.
Absolutely.
So it was me, Brent, and Rob, and Nelson, and that was Fur, and it was really quite cool. I enjoyed myself a lot, kind of meeting the next generation. I didn't realize that there, you know, there were repeated waves of psychedelia.
Yeah. Well, we love it.
I met the next one after the 90s one.
Right. Well, we love the record, and when we're going to play Winter Doesn't Care...
Thank you.
It's a great song. We love it.
Fantastic.
Yes, my wife wrote a lot of those words.
Oh, is that right? Nice. Indeed. That's very cool. Well, that brings us to, as you have mentioned, actually my favorite record of 2017, and that's I Love You All, The Animals, by the most recent project. Same guys as you mentioned, the Helenes.
Thank
you. That's a great record, yeah. Can you tell the listeners of Paisley Stage, Raspberry and Rhyme about the recording of that? You've mentioned some of it.
Sure. It's a bizarre hybrid of several projects. It is all the people who are on the very first Helene's thing that you played a while ago. Well, not all of them, but the bass player and, well, actually, almost all of them played on the first Helene's record. And then the guys from Fur visited as well. It started out as going to be the second Boat Club record. And there's about three or four songs where the basics are what was Boat Club at that time, which was breaking up at that time. And this was a long time ago. This was 10 years ago, actually. And then the rest of it is more recently recorded and involves some of the people who worked on Fur. And then what amounted to, this kid, Derek C., who is on the Rain Parade stuff, the new stuff. And he also ended up on the last couple recordings of I Love You Animals, including the title song. So it kind of is it's not a mishmash of, it was recorded at a bunch of different places and contexts. I guess the only consistent thing is they're my songs and it was me doing it somehow. But all the other people are on it. Like John is on a ton of it. Steven isn't on it, but he co-wrote one of the songs. So I guess, freaking Jody Stevens is on it. Oof. That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's with Alec, who was on the first Helene's album, and he was also in a Country Joe thing that I did as well. Very incestuous soup of people. Not everybody's on everything, but I was lucky to get everybody onto this record. I'm very, very happy with it. And having Jim do the Jim Dickinson thing and make it all sound good, because trust me, Big Star Third could have sounded a lot worse if someone didn't mix it properly. So thank you. I'm very proud of that record.
Is that how you got Jody Stevens to do the record, to be on the record?
No, he's just done one song of the Helenes. Alec, who plays bass on that record, on the Helene's record. Actually, both of them. The one that's says Matt Pucci, one from 2000 and also one from last year. He plays bass on almost all of it. He is an archivist. He had all the Big Star stuff and Booker T, and very popular person down at Ardent. So he got Jody to agree to do a song. So he did it. I mean, he's like, hey, you want to go down to Arden and record your song with Jody Stevens on Chris Bell's equipment? That took about a nanosecond to figure out.
Wow.
Yes, I do. Yeah. As a matter of fact, now that you mentioned it, I do want to do that.
Wow. That had to have blown your mind.
Yep. John Fry was there too. He's the producer, and he comes into the room there, and they put up four freaking microphones for the drums, just four. But he was, just looking, made sure they were in the right place.
Wow.
And Jody's a total sweetheart, a southern gentleman. It was pretty amazing.
Wow.
Then recorded a bunch of overdubs up here, but it was really, amazing thing to do. That was a while ago. That was, it takes me a while to put stuff out. Hopefully it won't take them as long to do this Rain Parade stuff. We'll be like 90 by the time it comes out.
Well, I mean, we'd be remiss if we didn't play a track from this absolutely amazing album. And so we want to play Beautiful Flower from the Helene's 2017 album, I Love You All, The Animals.
We'll be right back.
Oh, it's so good. So, so good.
That was, where did that one show up? That was kind of in between. Both of them played it a little bit, but some of these we redid. I'm trying to remember. No, that may have been one of the ones that was an original Boat Club too. But it kind of doesn't matter. I mean, they're all the same people anyway.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that some of that stuff, there's a batch of those songs that are not out that no one's heard, but all my shit is done. Somebody else's song is their business, even though I like them, you know. Oh, brother.
Are you saying there are some archives? Maybe?
Oh, no. I do have a few songs lying around here and there. I don't know what to do with them. It didn't quite make it. Unfinished, blah, blah, blah. But trying to look forward.
Okay, so then looking forward, talk to us a little bit. And we want to just kind of circle back. There are a lot of projects you're working on. This 3x4 project's coming on, and we're going to ask for more time. Any chance of some live shows where we can see the current iteration of Rain Parade?
Yeah, that's possible. Probably not this year. I mean, okay. Matter of fact, that's definitely not this year. Next spring, maybe? I could see doing that. I'm not terribly crazy about the idea. I'm very excited about getting studio stuff done, because then it sort of flows from there. And we may end up playing something to do with this Paisley Review thing.
Yeah, promoting the 3x4 project, or supporting.
If we can get everybody in the same place.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is maybe next year, but definitely the more you all get into the studio, live shows could probably be an organic offshoot of that. Okay.
Yeah, where do you guys live? I don't even know where you are.
We're in Los Angeles area.
Where's that?
So in Los Angeles, Southern California.
Okay.
But we can travel. We can come up to Northern California.
It would be fun to play. You missed my birthday party. We all played there. But
where was our invitation?
That's true. Oh dear.
Well, happy anyway, birthday! But shoot, that must have been a concert worth seeing.
Yeah, the problem is, and it's not a huge problem for anybody but me, is it's just very hard to get it all lined up, have it sound the way you guys really want it to sound, right? I mean, we're not like a punk band, so we can't just go wing it. Anyway, I hope that can happen sometime soon.
We do too.
Matt, we'll take whatever you give us.
This is true. All right, Soraya. Well, I think we've taken a lot of Matt's time. Did you want to say anything else before we close this out?
Matt, thank you so much for generously taking time out of your day to sit and talk with us and answer all of our questions. And you've given us a lot of hope for some new material, maybe in 2019.
We've got it. It's just if we can get our shit together and go record it. barring some serious illness or force majeure, I think we're going to do it.
Nice.
Fantastic. We are hungry for it. The fans are hungry. We want it.
That's very sweet, y'all. Thank you so much for your listening and your attention.
Thank you so much, Matt. We really appreciate all the music.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right, Soraya. So, are you excited that we might have some new Rain Parade recordings?
I am beyond excited, and this is ridiculous. I cannot believe that we sat and had this conversation with Matt Pucci, and he threw out all these nuggets.
Right.
Ready.
So Soraya, if these shows end up like just being in Northern California, we're going.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a road trip and I will fill my car with gas. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You come up from where you are, you swing by, you pick me up, and we just keep going. No stop till the Bay Area.
No stop till Rain Parade.
And I want my invitation to his birthday party next year, damn it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. I really hope you all enjoy this. If you don't have this Helene's, this last release, you need it. You Absolutely. Need it in your life. Yep. Go get it.
And now it's available on CD and vinyl. I think the vinyl came out a year after the CD. But right. It's available in both mediums. Yeah, we definitely recommend you pick that up.
Run, do not walk. And also, just a little reminder, on Yep Rock Records, Black Friday, also known as Record Store Day, the 3x4 compilation, Rain Parade plays on it. And he has me so curious about this Dream Syndicate version.
Yes.
Of a Rain Parade song. If you don't get it on Black Friday, you can get it in January, after January the 11th of 2019. And with that said, gente, agrubiar.
Groove on, Paisley people.
Later.
Magic of recording.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
I just
talked to him the other day, too. As a matter of fact, Dan.
We're hoping to have him on the show.
Oh, he's going to claim he's not in the Paisley Underground. He's full of shit. He knows he is, but he likes to claim that he's not.
I'm going to quote you, too.
There were other bands, too. The Leaving Trains, I suppose. You know, there is a... And there was the last who, now I'm, I don't know. I guess if you define it as a scene and people knowing each other, that's true that it's smaller. But for sure, it's the Long Riders, because Vicky used to live with Sid. I mean, not.
Right.
When we started rumors, they were housemates.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Nothing funny going on there, as far as I know.
Understood.
And then Sid used to be in this band called The Unclaimed, and they were like, but they were sort of a different 60s. They were more like the...
More garagey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was that East Coast sort of really, really derivative image, you know, where you had to look exactly like it, and, you know, it was kind of there's something Beatlemania about it.
Yeah. Mm. That was a little different than what you guys were doing, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I don't know why you wouldn't include, like, how could you not include the Leaving Trains, where David produced one of their records, and there are other bands like Naked Prey, but I guess they were from out of town. I mean, there's a lot of cool bands from a lot of them. I guess it was anything that wasn't punk. I don't know. What the hell does it mean? You guys tell me. I don't know what that is.
Well, we wanted to know what you thought of it. So,
exactly.
The bottom line is there's a lot of great music that came out during that time. So.
Yeah, I mean, the guy in the BBC that did the one thing for a little bit. You know, there was a thing to say. I don't know. Is that good? I'm really of two minds about it. There's a lot of other really good stuff.
Agreed. Agreed.
I accept that. Yeah.
So that's what I think. And it was everywhere, too. It wasn't just in LA.
Yeah.
But for sure, those people all kind of did hang out, but it was more... It was more like the Westies were the Rain Parade and the Bangles and almost the 3 o'clock sort of, and then the hardcore Hollywooders, Dream Syndicate and Green on Red, and that sort of leaked into punk at that end a little bit too. That's actually not even true. People lived everywhere.
Yeah.
But anyway, how else may I be of service to you?
We got a laundry list of questions, so I'm just going to roll into the next one.